Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imnc.org for Wednesday, December 16th, 2015. Israeli attacks targeting the West Bank and Gaza leave 3 killed and a dozen injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn the Calandia refugee camp north of occupied Jerusalem, shot and killed 2 Palestinians and wounded at least 4 others. The army claimed that 3 soldiers were injured in ramming incident. The slain Palestinians have been identified as Ahmed Hajahja, 21, from the Calandia refugee camp, and Hikmat Hamadan from the Albira city, were killed in the refugee camp, and at least 4 Palestinians were shot with live fire. Hajahja was a second-year journalism student at the Modern University College in Ramallah, in addition to being an active with the Calandia Media Center. He was also related to Yunus Jahjouh, 22, who was killed by Israeli army, along with Robin Ziyad, 32, and Jihad Asalan, 19, in a similar invasion 2 years ago. A third Palestinian died of her wounds on Wednesday after being shot by Israeli soldiers at a military checkpoint near Nablus city in northern West Bank. Samah Abd al-Mun'im was shot at the Hawara military checkpoint on October 23rd when the Israeli troops opened fire in all directions, fatally hitting the teenager and killing Ala Hashash, 16, after he allegedly attempted to stab an Israeli soldier. The Palestinian Ministry of Health announced on Wednesday that the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli gunfire since October 1st have reached now 125, including 25 children. Also on Wednesday, 15 Palestinian students were shot and injured by Israeli troops with both rubber-coated steel bullets and live fire during a protest at the Palestine Technical University in the northern occupied West Bank district of Tul Karim, media sources and the Red Crescent said. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn various Palestinian communities in different parts of the occupied West Bank, broke into and ransacked dozens of homes and kidnapped at least 11 Palestinians. In the Gaza Strip, 4 Palestinian civilians were injured when Israeli tanks bombarded Al-Farahin area in Khan Yunis city in northern Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources said that among the injured, one man is in critical condition. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, December 16, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jorge Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.